So as I was walking through Disneyland, this day I'm wearing this shirt that says Grandpa on it. And just looking around and taking part of the experience, one of the questions that kind of comes to my mind is, why are we so quick and so eager to leave the child behind? The child within us. Why are we so eager to no longer listen to that voice of that child? My observations of going around Disneyland kind of reflect the way that it's divided up when you think about it. You have Tomorrowland. It's about imagination and things to come. Frontierland. About new places and new experiences. Adventureland. And of course you have Fantasyland. The focus is on imagination. Of what could be. And I spent time just looking at the mixture of people, all various ages, from so very young and old. All the nationalities that were represented. People of so many different races. And all people gathered together and sharing the experience. What other place can you go and experience fantasy and imagination? What other place can you go to experience the thrill of the rides? This picture is taken on Hyperspace Mountain. Now, our granddaughter, Taya, is about 42 and a half inches tall. We measured her. Because this ride, you have to be 42 inches tall. And we didn't tell her what the rides were going to be like. We just got her on there and then she was on her own. And so, you can go on rides and you can laugh and yell and you can scream. And here, as I looked at this picture afterwards, I was reflecting on how stoic she seemed. And then I looked more closely at the picture and saw how big her eyes were. It's a place where you can go and wear goofy hats. Literally, goofy hats. With the green hat and the big black droopy ears. And all kinds of headwear that people will put on. Different kinds of apparel, with shirts with writings and sweatshirts. And all the while you walk along and see people how they're dressed and you just smile at it. And no matter how they're dressed, they're accepted. Now you'd have a hard time getting me to wear Mickey ears. My children didn't try to force me to do that. Taya has on her Minnie Mouse headband with light, and one of them have lights, ears that light up. But then also there are so many different versions of Mickey ears now, dozens and dozens of them. Railroad Mickey with railroad hat and ears. Magician Mickey with his wizard hat. But all the while, walking Main Street Disneyland and seeing the mixture of people and the acceptance, how wonderful I thought if that was like Main Street everywhere. We celebrate the way of the child. And that's emphasized in the story of the cross. In the days of Paul, the idea of the cross was something that was considered foolish or childish. The Jewish people had asked the question, how could the life of the chosen one of God end up on a cross? the anointed one, the Messiah. They were looking for evidence of one who would come and lead them and show them signs and wonder with dramatic action. And so the way of the cross was childish. For the Greeks of the day, they were seekers of wisdom. They were pursuing good sense, intoxicated by fine words, debate, and argument. For the Greek, a God would be utterly detached from humanity, unable or be influenced by human beings. It was unacceptable to think that God would become a man. Why would God descend to the level of humanity? How would you find God on a cross? The cross is childish, foolish. But with the cross, God confronts a world that is full of posturing. A world that is all about prestige and a world that is all about power. The way of the cross is not rational. It's not reasonable. But there is power in the story of the cross. The story itself does the work. When you think of the cross and the story of the cross with that childish mind, you open yourself up to a God who loves and welcomes, who accepts and sacrifices, who shares enlightenment. It's a stuff of wonder and of imagination. It is stuff of dreams. But we so easily and so quickly leave the child within us behind. When Jesus went through Galilee, great crowds followed. You can sense an aliveness and a passion, even a wildness in the crowds. Jesus proclaimed the good news of God's kingdom, a new kingdom, a kingdom of imagination. And to come and to open one's mind to that kingdom, and to be willing to grow as a part of that kingdom. And in so many ways, this kingdom that Jesus speaks reflects the ways of the child. Jesus teaches of the people who are blessed. To be blessed is to have that feeling of joy. That feeling of joy in any situation, no matter the obstacles that one may face. In the face of adversity, can sustain and hold on to that joy of a God who will provide strength and who will provide comfort. As I took this picture of my children in front of It's a Small World, I had to think back to another picture that I took 25 or so years ago in the same place. And as I looked at my children today, I hope and prayed that the child in them was still evident as well. When Jesus speaks of the kingdom, he talks that we are blessed in the way of the child. To recognize that we are poor in spirit. To know that in many ways we are lacking, though we may be stubborn to admit it. But we are willing to express and to show there are times when we struggle. Express our doubts and our frustrations, and yes, when we're just tired. This was on her way home after we had returned from the airport on Friday. But yet, in the midst of that, we hold on and we want to hope. And that we can be a people who mourn, who feel deeply, who grieve loss, who can be sad and can cry openly, recognize our pain and display our pain. And we are blessed. A child is one who is meek, who is open to learning, and is patient. One who is meek has a desire to gain understanding, to be shaped and to be molded and to be formed in new and wondrous ways. And there is a righteousness about the child who will focus on that which is just, who can see that which is fair, can see without bias and without prejudice, who can weigh evenly and live a life with balance, and to be merciful, to assist along the way, to help on the journey, to be forgiving and to be compassionate, to refrain from harming others or striking others down. And oh, the blessed way of the child in being pure in heart. What better way to represent that than Snow White? To be loving, to be free from all the things in the world that will taint us and harden us. Blessed are the peacemakers, the childlike way in which we reconcile and we can adjust and we can find agreement. I reflected on the magic kingdom and thinking about God's kingdom. And thinking about how the magic kingdom brings out the child in us. And we celebrate that. And we do so in God's kingdom as well. If you look closely enough at this picture, it was taken in fantasy land at night. And there you will see on the left is myself from behind, a picture taken from my daughter. And on the right is granddaughter Taya with her lit up Minnie Mouse ears. And so as we walk together in a picture, it made me think and to wonder, who is actually leading? Amen.